let's do this song to welcome our pastor. I'm gonna stay right under the block.
Joyful noise. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I am a noise making preacher because I'm alive. I am alive unto God. I shout, I dance, I clap. Praise God. Amen. God richly bless you. May you please be seated. Oh my, joy, joy in the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, I was glad when they said, oh, I was glad. Said unto me, oh, let us go into them. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad. Name of God. It's all right to say amen. God bless you. Amen. May you please be seated. Oh my, what a joy. Joy that affects. Joy that makes you shout. Joy that makes you clap and dance. Amen. Praise God. That's not all the troubles. And how the devil is carrying us around and how the world is sinking deep and all that. We haven't lost our praise. Have you lost your praise? We haven't lost our praise. Amen. And I know you appreciate Derek and Julie and Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. A wonderful trial. Amen. We thank God for bringing us from far and near. I know that there are some people who don't go to church when it rains. Amen. And so I don't want to believe that those who are not in church because it's rain. For in the time of old, they would travel miles to have fellowship. They would go through the dungeons. They will fight lions on the way to have fellowship. Amen. They walk through the bush and all its dangers to have fellowship. May that love that made them do that affect every one of us. And until our souls are born of the word and of the spirit. Amen. Amen. When the Lord said move, then you move. So mostly on the Lord, if the Lord says, go on the radio, I'll do that. Then that will be the Lord leading me. Amen. So, well, others must hear. How can they hear unless they are preached unto? How will they preach unless they are sent? Amen. So, last week, we got into question and answers. Do you remember? That was communion. And I did only one question. So today, we'll see what we can do two or three or whatever, two. But will not be long, as usual, an hour's time. So, question and answers, and I'm doing this for a reason. When the people, their minds are set, they will have faith. If your minds are not set, you don't know what is what, and is this true, is this not true, is this, then you are torn between and betwixt. Is that right? Sons of God, daughters of God, must know what they believe. And they must be, you know, scripturally proven. So, shall we be on our feet? We'll read from Galatians chapter 1. Galatians 1, verses 2 to 8.
Galatians 1, eyikake kemi gba mi ipa ke ya panyan.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Epenya kwekan pio yejenye ikeje noni echenye keba Christo dromio he ke wo munyu ipa mi.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Enetami munyu pa ipa hi se ni pa in komenge ni hawonye ni abaje aikeje Christo munyu papa mi.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Se kewo alobo poin baje hiowe abashe munyu epa ke hanye penini wo she ke hanyo ani enagbie mi. Amen.
I will read verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
An made eja kan ka be ni nyele o ke no pa ko ba se munyu e pa hanyo pepe ni ni wo se hanyo e na gbe mi. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. May we please be seated. Amen.
Amen.
And so the title is obvious. The title is what? Questions and answers. Maybe you can call this one part two. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
So those of you who are worried that, oh, once we don't know when Ragina will call us to come and work. Now your fears are all vanished. Is that right? Amen. Now when we come to work, it may be, you know, maybe missing, you know, missing work or something like that, you know, missionary or something like that. Otherwise, Mr. Morden is going to take care of it. So when you see him, Mr. Morden is how you address him. You give him all the respects he deserves. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Paul, being the first messenger of the first church age,
Paul
had to make sure the word of God was protected. Paul was no compromiser on the word. Paul was mighty in the word. And he was a no nonsense prophet of God. We already know a bit about Paul, so I wouldn't get too much about his life. But Paul, of all the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul had the greatest revelation of the word. I want to hear an amen.
Amen.
Paul did not see the Lord in a bodily form. He did not come to meet the Lord walking on the shores of Galilee. And when the Lord was on earth preaching the gospel, Paul was in his denomination following church traditions. Amen.
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 Amen. And so Paul, when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus, the Lord appeared to him in the form of the pillar of fire. The same pillar of fire we have been privileged to see the picture. Someone said, oh, in this modern day, yes, in this modern day. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when Paul met the pillar of fire that blended him, the question he asked was, who are you, Lord? He didn't just say, who are you?
He
said, who are you, Lord? He was religious. He was a Bible student. He said, who are you, Lord? So he knew that was the Lord that led Israelites from Egypt. He knew that. Paul knew that was the same pillar of fire that led Israel out of slavery. He knew that. Even though he had that concept, he didn't know who he was. So he said, who are you, Lord? And for the first time to Paul, the Lord mentioned his name. And the name he mentioned was the one he was persecuting. He said, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. What? The pillar of fire was the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, give God an amen.
Amen. Amen.
The pillar of fire had a name. I come from God and I go back to God. Before he became a body, he was a light. So I come from that light and I go back to that same light. He went back to God. In the same form he was before he was born as body, as flesh. And he mentions his name, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. His mind was blown. Amen.
Amen.
That was when he was commissioned. So the Lord Jesus Christ commissioned Paul, not in his bodily form. The Lord Jesus commissioned Paul when he had gone back to his original form. So Paul had a greater revelation. A greater commission. Many a time, people think they know the Lord because maybe they know the pastor. They know the Lord because maybe they are always in church. They know the Lord because maybe they go to, you know, Bible classes. You don't know the Lord by that. Not even by studying the Bible. You know the Lord only by revelation of himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To know him is life. Not to know about him is life. But to know him is life. To know him in the power of his resurrection. So Paul knew the law. He knew his word. He knew how to pick from the Old Testament to blend through the New Testament. He knew how to make the word alive. He said, I haven't come to you to preach man's wisdom. I haven't come to you to preach you how your business may do well. These days, sometimes when a church meets, you may think they are in a lecture room. You won't hear one single amen. It's all lectures. Number one. Point two, up to point ten, church is closed. The church closes. And if something is fed, and someone is moved, and he says, amen,
amen.
Then everybody turns and looks at him. A church.
Oh.
The joy of the Lord. There is noise in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Not just noise. A joyful noise. We have begun what we'll do in heaven. In heaven there will be no silence. There'll be shout of joy of redemption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul had authority over the word. He had authority. He had power. He had grace from the Lord. He was so authoritative on the word. to the point that he said, no man could change what he had preached. No man could think what he had preached. No apostle.
Apostle.
No archbishop.
Allo Safo.
No pastor.
Allo Safo.
No seminary.
Allo John Heko.
No pope.
Allo Popeko.
No nobody.
Allo Nokobe.
No group of people.
Ni baba okobe.
No angel from heaven.
Popeko bele baje here we.
That what Paul said.
Johnny Paul de.
That what I read to you in Galatians 1.
Johnny Kanyao Galatians Omi Omi One.
Okay, I'll read it to you again. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you. Paul said, I marvel. I am surprised. I am shocked that so soon you are removed from him that called you. How does God call? He called by his word. In the time of Paul, so soon, when Paul himself was still around, people had begun preaching another gospel. And it is another gospel that removes you from him that called you. Can I have an amen to that?
Amen.
It is another gospel different from what has been preached that removed the people from him that called them. I wish I can preach a sermon on that. So it matters no more what the crowd is saying. It matters no more what the whole world is saying. What matters is what God has said.
Amen.
And what God has said, is his majority. God's majority is not a crowd. God's majority is his word. When Noah was preaching, there were only 8 that believed. That was God's majority. They all doubted him. Because that kind of a sermon was not being preached in any other church. Do you know at the time of Abel, men began to call on the name of the Lord? And so do you know that even in the time of
Noah,
there were churches, but not as many as we have it today? Because men began to call on the name of the Lord right from Abel's time. Right from the time of Seth, who replaced Abel. Men have always been called on the name of the Lord. But how many of them are sticking to the original blueprint? It was of much concern to Paul. Today, many Christians, they sing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we love Paul. Oh, we love Matthew. But if God is to allow Paul to come back, they will wonder in their life for the first time that was the Paul they claimed to believe. That was the Lord Jesus they claimed to believe. He will rip them into two by the same word. Watch John the Baptist. Watch Paul. The way they preach. They lay down the word so hard. And they split the religious people. They call them serpent and snake and the green grass. And when John preached, and they were running to him to come and baptize, he turned around and said, you hypocrite. Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He had just warned them. And yet he said, who has wanted to flee from the rock to come. The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. And today, if the church, will be preached the original word, the original seed, the original script, the blueprint that cannot be changed, if the churches will be preached unto the pure word of God, they will know who the true believers are, because the chips will fall where they belong. But today, preachers, they are afraid. Do you know why they are afraid? They are afraid of their bread. They are afraid of their wine. They are afraid they will lose the people. They want the church members. It's not about soul. If I preach this kind of message, they won't come to church. So they will put it down. They will let down the bars. And when the bars are let down, it goes and the sheep will enter. And the church will look just like the world. But it didn't used to be so. The word of God was laid down. But today you do the same. And they say, why are you judging me? No man can judge. But we can rebuke. And exhort. For that word, Paul told Timothy.
He said,
rebuke. Reproof. Exhort. With all righteousness. But the modern church, because it's backslidden, it's not ready for any correction. The Lord Jesus Christ said, he who does not take correction is a bastard. Strong word. No, bastard is not koshia. No, bastard. Now koshia sounds like the chi koshia, you know.
Koshia is true.
Come again. No. Is the one who doesn't know his father. A bastard is the one who doesn't know his father. What kind of a sermon is that? If you go back to the old time faith, the sermons were not the sermons that we're listening to this, you know, in these days. So. There were sermons that will send you to heaven.
That will
make you make a decision. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they had hard sermons. It was good for the soul. Because, do you know what will take you away from heaven?
It's
the word that is not preached right. Let me repeat what I've just said. What will take you from heaven is the word that is not preached right. And unfortunately, the sermons that are not preached right are more than those that are preached right. They far outnumber those that are preached right. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said so. Paul said so. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. In
2
Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 4.
In 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 to 4.
And many other scriptures, that there shall come a falling away, that the people, the churches, religion, Christianity, will experience a falling away. A falling away from what? From the original word. The Bible said so. But again it said, but there shall be a restoration. And there has been a restoration.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am behind this pulpit because there has been a restoration. And the same word Paul preached, I will preach. Praise God.
Amen.
There are people. There has been a people who have been called out. called out from error unto grace of the Lord. And I'm glad I'm in the number. Are you in the number?
Amen.
Are you in the number? I am saved by grace. That's why we shout. That's why we behave ourselves. Because I'm saved beyond condemnation. There's no devil in hell. The moment revelation strikes your soul, listen to what I'm telling you. The moment revelation strikes your soul, it is too late for the devil.
Amen.
The moment revelation strikes your soul, it's too late for Satan. Do you know why? When God reveals himself to you, it lifts your head into your heart. And your heart is where the soul hides. And when it lifts your head into your heart, it makes you a prisoner of the world. You become a prisoner of the word. A prisoner of the gospel. You become like
Paul.
Give me my mountain. You become like Paul. Death, where is thy stink? Hunger. What can take me away from the word of God? Hunger. Pestilence. Angels. Angels. Persecution. Heights. Death. Nothing. I said nothing. Nothing. Can take you away from God's love, which has been revealed to you. When this word hits your soul, it makes you a prisoner. When the word of God comes to you, and you catch it, and you see it, and you know it, that this is nothing but the truth, the devil gets too late. He gets too late. Do you know why? He can't take that seat away from you anymore. It was his wish. It was his wish that he will kill you before you know truth. He set traps. The witches met. The wizards met. Demons and familiar spirit met. They all met on you. We'll finish him. We'll cause an accident. We'll kill him. And the plan. And they are not able to tackle you because God gives them a barrier. Like God gave Job a barrier, God told Satan, go ahead, you give him boils, go ahead, but don't you touch his soul. Praise God, you are protected. You are under God's protection. Why? Why? God is interested in you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm an anointed preacher. I love the word of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And so the word of God has been restored. Truth was lost through seven church ages. But that was all right. Because that was a prophecy. That light can only come in the evening time. Bear what Zachariah said. There shall be light in the evening time. So as long as evening had not come, the fullness of the word could not come. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ was behaving as an intercessor. When he went to heaven, he was a mediator. interceding on our behalf on our ignorance. When men preach error, he pardoned them because the whole word of God had not been revealed yet. So he interceded on their behalf. Father, they don't know what they preach. Forgive them. Father, they don't know what they do. Forgive them. An intercessor before the seals break,
he
is an intercessor. But after the seals break, he
leaves
the throne of mercy and comes down with an open book.
Amen.
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 He leads the throne of intercession. Many Bible students think that Christ will leave the throne of intercession in the years to come. When the seals broke, that was when he left the seat of intercession. Now let me explain to you. After the breaking of the seals, you can no more say, Lord, I was ignorant. God will no more intercede on your behalf because the entire world has now been fully restored. So at the breaking of the seventh seal, he leaves the throne of intercession and there is smoke on the throne. Not in heaven. Here on earth. Amen.
Amen.
When he breaks the seal in heaven, he comes down with an open book. And there's no book of redemption than the Bible. So the Bible is the seal that we've broken. The entire revelation of the word. Not some of it. Not 90%. 99%, 100% truth. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If he is the way, if he is the truth, then he cannot have a margin of error.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ cannot have a margin of error.
Because
he is all truth. And if
he
is all truth, then you must have truth. Not 50%, but 100%. To make it for the rapture, especially after the breaking of the seven seals. So we are living a time that God expects his bride to look like him. The church must look like the Lord. The church must look like the word. For we are bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh and spirit of his spirit. The way the Eve was taken out from the first
Adam.
So is the bride of Christ taken from the second Adam. Do you know that
Eve
was taken out from the side of Adam? Do you also know that the bride of Christ was taken from the side of the second Adam?
Is
the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why his side was pierced. God opened the side of Adam.
And
God opened the side of the second Adam. To pull out the bride who is word of his word and spirit of his spirit. I am glad. I am glad. I know who I am. I know where I came from. I know where I'm going. Oh,
amen.
Praise God. I want to shout. I want to shout. I want to shout. I am happy. I am the one he redeemed. I am the one he called. The devil is too late. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
I must just go and ask the spirit release. I haven't tackled any question yet, but I just go at the spirit list. So it is absolutely necessary. It's completely important. It is of vital necessity that the word of God is gotten in its purity. Not 1 inch of deviation. Look at what Paul said in Galatians 1, 7, there about 8. After me, bring you another gospel. Like God in three persons. It's another gospel. Because it's not in this Bible. God is the only person there is. He only makes himself known in three separate ways. Moses said,
Moses,
hear me, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one. And his name one. So one day, the Father became flesh. The Bible said, and the Word became flesh. And dwelt among men. And he was called Emmanuel. Which means God with us. Not the second person with us, or the third person with us. God with us. 1 Timothy 3:16. In Him, in Christ, dwells the fullness. I didn't say the second person. 1 Timothy 3:16. In Christ. Dwells the fullness. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. Godhead bodily. In other words, God appearing in a bodily form. Godhead bodily. That's why we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bodily. That's why our sisters don't dress worldly. That's why our sisters don't dress like men. And our men don't dress like women. God set the rule, and that rule was not broken. And it's an abomination for a woman to dress like a man. And when Paul was preaching, he went right into the Old Testament because he had to let the word stand. But the Lord said, the time is coming, they will make the word of God of none effect. Do you know what that means? When the word of God comes to them, they'll say, oh, it doesn't mean exactly that. That time, it was for that time. They will make it of none effect. It will no more be effective to the people. How would they do that? They will do that by the traditions of men. Do you know the traditions of men? Ask for our church, this is how we do it. Ask for our group, this is how we know to do it. Whether God has revealed it to them or not, this is how we do it. It's a tradition. And they say it cannot change. Tradition cannot change. Oh, is that so? If tradition cannot change, what about the word of God? It can change. Tradition can change. And it must change. Tradition must bow to the word of God. Tradition must bow to the word of God. Say amen. praise God.
Amen.
Let God live. Let the word of God have access to the people.
Say
what Paul said. Preach what Paul preached. Don't preach what your pastor said. If what your pastor said is not the word of God, he is living under curse.
Brother
Gideon didn't say that. I read it to you in the Bible. Oh, if he's under a curse, how come he has a big ministry? How come the whole world knows him? It doesn't matter at all. God is no respecter of persons. In the time of Noah, only 8 people were saved. And those 8 were in his household. Can you imagine how scholars and Bible students and various groups will reject
Noah?
Because I'm sure we are also preachers. He's also a preacher.
Adioko,
but God had a voice. And every time God has a voice. And Noah was God's voice. And in the end time, according to the scriptures, there will be another voice. In the days of the voice of the seventh messenger, the word of God will be completely restored.
That's
the original blueprint. Don't let Satan rob you. Don't let the enemy rob you. There is nothing important in the world like your soul. What will a man gain if he gains the whole world? If he gains popularity? If he has 5,000 people in his church, what will he gain if he loses his own soul? There were only 8 in the ark. And the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, So will it be? Oh, is that so? Yes, that is so. It's in the minority. Narrow is the way. And few there be that find it. That
was
what the Bible said. It's not a big group. It's not showmanship. It's not a class. It's not this and that, and we have that. No. Back to the humble way. Back to the simple word of God. Praise God.
Amen.
That's our food. We eat the word. We drink the word. We walk the word. We dance the word. That's our Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want a bigger amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I know a people who know their God. You can't know your God if you don't know the word. Because the word is God.
When
you know your God, you must know the word. I know a people who know their God. The Bible said, those that know their God shall make great exploits. And I'm here. I am here. You are here.
Okay, here.
To make great exploits.
So, oh, yeah, no,
hello, prom prom. Hello, prom prom. We have arrived. We have the sword of the king in our hand. Hello, prom prom. Hello, prom prom. We have the sword king in our hand. We are here to fight the enemy. We will fight the enemy. Every inch on the battleground. We fight the enemy. I am a fighter. God made me a fighter. You better be a fighter. You better pick your sword. Oh, pick your sword, somebody. Pick your sword and fight a good fight.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I can dance. Now I can dance. Now I can shout.
Amen.
The devil doesn't know what hit him. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The devil's too late. I have no respect for the devil. You hear what I said? I have no respect for the devil. Because Christ Jesus dealt him a blow. William Branham said, the devil is a cripple in a wheelchair with his back broken. What else do you want? Come on, soldier. Pick up your sword.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Glory.
Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my. May you please be seated. May you please be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is my time right? Mine is 11:37, correct? Correct. Okay, that's a few time. Oh, I'm having a good time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jemawi.
So the world is backslidden. The church is backslidden. That's why God calls a bride from the church. Do you know God calls a bride from the church? When God comes, he won't say, oh, Lighthouse, stand here.
If you Lighthouse, we die here.
Oh, look at Christian Assembly, stand here.
Hello, Wasafono, die here.
Oh, Catholic, stand here. He won't say that.
Hello, Roma, Safo, die here.
He's not coming for groups. He's coming for individuals that are identified with the word. Do you know why? We know God knows all things. And yet, at judgment bar, he said, I don't know you. How come he knows all things and yet he said, I don't know you? Those guys were not in the word. The only thing he knows is his word. You must be in the word for God to recognize you. The gifts are fine. The gifts are good. They are fine. Nothing against that. Even though the devil imprisoned that a lot. These days there are magicians mounting a pulpit. In the years gone by, when
we're
driving through town, you find people gathered, you know, and they'll see some professor, prophet something, you know, magician one or something. You know, there are some funny names. Dabual or something like that, you know. Who knows anybody? Okay, it's not even worth mentioning the names. So it's okay. Diablo, huh? Diablo and such names like that. And, you know, people on the street, people gather, that's rubbish, they park and they play with snakes and they, you know, they swallow a coin and they bring out notes and all kinds of things. If you are very observant, there are no more. They
have
found their way behind a pulpit. Because the criterion the church set was wrong. The church said, if you can't read and write, you can't be a pastor. You must read and write. You must go to the seminary and be certified. Wrong criterion. And the goat came into the
after
the flood. But the criterion the Lord Jesus Christ set
is
all in the Bible. Peter, he had no. But the things he said, a raw fisherman right from the sea, right from his infancy, the things he said, the thing that illiterate Peter said, today we go to Bible schools to understand what the illiterate Peter said. It's a wrong criterion. It's a shame. Come back to the word. When Peter had a revelation of who Christ was, who do men say that I am? When Peter had a revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ said, Peter, thou son of Jonah. Bar Jonah means son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Do you know flesh and blood? Human efforts. Scholarly work. The academia. It's flesh and blood. Seminary. Efforts. To learn the origin of the word. To know the Hebrew origin. And translation through this and that. Human efforts. To learn the etymology of the original words. It's all human efforts. The Lord said, Peter, flesh and blood, Apostle Aiden, Pastor
Yeboah,
Pope Francis has not revealed this to you. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. My Father who is in heaven has revealed this to you. And the Lord paused and said, upon this, upon what? Upon this, will I build my church? Even that simple statement upon this, scholars can't even understand. Because they say, the Lord said that he'll build a church upon himself. That sounds almost true, but that's not true. Well, after all, the church must be built upon Jesus Christ. And then, others say that no, it's not upon the Lord, but it's upon Peter. There's a church that has Peter as their first pope. And every priest in that church will tell you, they won't deny, they'll tell that Peter was surely the first pope. And that scripture is where they build that belief on. That day the Lord built the church on Peter, so he's the first pope. But it's wrong. God can't build no church on no man. The Lord said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. By my Father who is in heaven. And upon this. Upon what? Upon the revelation you have just had. Upon the revelation you, Peter, you have just had. Upon this experience. Upon this. Will I build my church? And the gates of hell will not prevail against her. That's the way we came. That's the way we all came. That's the way we saw the true way of water baptism. It was by revelation. That's the way we have known all the truth we know today. The serpent sea. True water baptism. And all the thousands of things that have been revealed to us. It all came by revelation. You can't join a church. You can't join the heavenly group. You
have
been born by the Spirit into it. It came by revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So permit me, I'll read just one question and then we'll just read the answer, then we close. I wanted to read about 3-4 questions, but the Lord maybe had his own way. So, just last week, we realized that the honing down is ongoing in the message. We also learned that when the prophet leaves the scene, what comes next is the intelligence, which is Christ himself. And
the things I'm about to say are a bit deep. But I've tried and simplified them. And so pray for me. So I'll go to question two. Did the prophet have the voice of the archangel? Or did another minister rather have it? I read to you Galatians 1:8. And Paul said, the things he had preached, no man could change that. Do you realize? You remember? Why? Because what Paul had was the voice of the archangel. Amen.
Amen.
And among the seven church messengers, only two of them are prophets. Are you with me?
Amen.
Among the seven church age messengers, only two are prophets. The first and the last are prophets. The rest are not prophets. Luther was a reformer. They were not restorers. They were reformers. Historians even acknowledge that. So when you read history, they call them reformers. They came to reform. They could not restore. Because the evening time had not come. So they stayed on course. They preached what God gave them to preach. And I've told you before that a person like
Adolf Hitler
received strength from Luther's message, because Luther said the Jews were the Antichrist, and he was sincere about that. God could not blame him, because Jesus Christ was still sitting in the seat of intercession. Seven church ages, the Lord was among seven candlesticks. In the book of Revelation, he was among seven candlesticks. Is that right?
Amen.
So Adolf Hitler said, if the clergyman himself says that they are Antichrist, I better wipe them off. And they were killed in the army. But God wouldn't hold it against Luther for what he said. Because he didn't know any other better. What he knew is what he said. But after the breaking of the seal, which is the time we are living in, you cannot err on the word and go scot free. But no more intercession for ignorance. Amen.
Amen.
And so a lot of things have happened. Paul, the original, he had the original seed. And when you plant a seed, it goes through a lot of, you know, steps before it comes back to the original seed again. Mango. Pineapple. They all go through stages of formation before they come back to the original seed. God preaching his gospel even through nature. So the harvest time in which we are expected to have the original seed that was planted. The original seed. The original faith. Amen.
Amen.
And as Paul had the original word, the restorer must have the original word. That's why the people at Berea, they constantly check the people by the word. Even Paul himself was not spared. Each time he went to preach to the people at Berea,
preach
their Bible. We don't check. We have taken consolation in our churches. Oh, my pastor, my church. No, you can't hide there. Hiding place.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That must restore truth. Must of necessity have the voice of the archangel. Do you know who the archangel is? Do you know? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the archangel. He's called the archangel. He's called the covenant angel. He has many names. So who has the voice of the archangel? In 1957, God's prophet said, in a certain message called Hebrews chapter 5 and 6, part 1. But leaving that, let's go on unto perfection. Oh my, I wish I had a voice of an archangel now. To bring this to a place where you could see it. And because of this statement, there are a lot of Bible students who said, oh no, the end time prophet didn't have the voice of that angel. But rather a clergyman, a minister. Now some of you who are, you know, hanging around the message, you know what I'm talking about. That minister will have the voice of the archangel. But that's not true. When God sends any prophet to restore his word, he gives him the voice of the archangel. It was the voice of the archangel the prophet had. It was with which he corrected errors. It was with which he revealed the secret of the human heart. There hasn't been a prophet in the land apart from our Lord Jesus Christ. There hasn't been a prophet from history that knew the secret of the human heart. If you are a good Bible student, you know what I'm talking about. You know, saying it's true. Why is that so? Because Hebrews said, the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. And is the word discerner of the intents of the heart to the marrow of the bone. Only the word of God is a discerner. Are you with me?
Amen.
Have you seen that scripture in the Bible before? The word is the discerner of the intent of the heart. I've seen many people who do try and error. You are this and you are that. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they get it right. But I've told you before that there is no margin of error of God. It has to be 100% on the dot. It has to be the bull's eye. It must hit the bull's eye. Precision. Because there's no margin of error of God. And there hasn't been a prophet on the land that knew the secret of the human heart. And if I begin to tell you the things that took place, how human heart were revealed, who closed at 12 midnight. I know you know these things already, so I won't bore you with them. But God has sent a mighty prophet in the land with the ability to know what no one knows but God himself. Why did God do that? God gave that to him as a sign. He called it the second pool. I don't want to climb higher now. But he gave him two signs. As Moses was given two signs, so was he given two signs. Do we all know Moses was given two signs?
jalo.
Moses put his hand in the bosom and he became leprous.
Moses
and he put his stick on the ground and became a snake. He had two signs. God gave the end time prophet two signs. The first time the swelling of the hand, you all know those things already. The second was to know the secret of the human heart. Things science couldn't explain. So that what? So the people will be attracted to the message God sent him with. That was the reason why I told you last week that there was a message behind the burning bush. The burning bush wasn't just burning bush. No. There was a void behind the burning bush. So when Moses got closer, then God spoke. Then the voice came forth. Then there was a word. Then there was a message. There was a voice behind the sign. Every time God places his voice behind the sign. So when the signs attract, then they'll hear the voice. Amen.
Amen.
And so he knew the secret heart of the secret of the human heart. As I close, one time in the congregation, after William Branham had discerned the human heart severally, he called to a woman in the prayer line. And the Holy Ghost led him. He mentioned the woman's name, her house number, the street name. The things no one knows of but she herself. And then when he mentioned her name and her house number, and very little detailed things. After the church service, the woman's best friend said, "Dear, as for today, Billy has gotten it wrong." Because the best friend knew where the lady stayed. She knew her house number. And she knew the street name and all that. So when the angel of the Lord revealed those things, the woman said, "As for this one, the pastor has gotten it wrong." And the woman said, "Oh, sorry, my dear. I should have told you I have left my original home last 2 days." She had left her home of our boat just 2 days ago, and no one knew of it. But the Lord knew.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 One time, a friend of his will say, he wanted to give the prophet $1 to go and buy gasoline for his car, but he had no gasoline in his car.
$1
at that time was good money. And just when he put his hand in his pocket to do that, the prophet said, "Keep that $1 in your pocket." That was God hiding behind a man. That wasn't a man. No man can do that. Why did God do that? God was proving to the world that the word, which is the designer of the human heart, has been restored again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get on the keyboard. And so the last code is here. It's called the called out. 1958. And the prophet said, "But now he is here." That woman couldn't hide her life if she had to do now. That's right. The lady has a trouble in her side that she won't pray for. That is, thus say the Lord. You also have a skin trouble.
A disease that you want me to pray for. That said the Lord. That is true. Let her be the judge now. Then he said, did you hear my voice? But that wasn't my voice. I don't know the woman. Whatever he spoke was something, some other person that is using my voice. Do you believe it? Do you believe it was the Holy Spirit? That was the voice of the archangel. So the seventh angel had the voice of the archangel. And I'll make one statement before I close. Elijah, before he sent fire from heaven, he did something first. What did he do? He repaired the broken altar. Israel, for so many years, were not worshiping the Almighty God. So the altar upon which the sacrifice was broken down. Before Elijah called for fire, he repaired the broken altar. Before the fourth Elijah, before the second coming of the Lord, who call for the dynamics before the end time Elijah, who call for fire, he had to repair the broken altar of God. What was that? He had to correct errors. He had to correct wrong teachings. He had to repair the broken altar first. That's what he did. And God was in a man. A man born in sin. And saved by grace. God hid behind his skin. As it was in the days of Noah. Luke 17:30. When the Son of Man is revealed, so will it be. The Son of Man has been revealed, so has it been. God bless you. Amen. It's 12:03. I'm not too late. God bless you. Do you love the Lord? Look up, your redemption is there. Nations are breaking. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the gentle with horror and combat return. Of Noah, they had to enter into the ark to escape judgment. In the time of Lot, they didn't enter into anything. They rather came out of something. They came out of Sodom. God's prophet said, in our time, we won't enter, we won't come out, we will go up.
So one enters, one comes out, and we go up. Three is God's perfection. The day of redemption is near. But as history always repeats itself, when God sent Paul and all those men of old, they said, how follow a man? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And if they follow Paul, they were not following a man. They were following the God that was in Paul. History has repeated itself. Shall we pray? Oh Lord Jesus. Oh hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love you. I'm trembling, Lord. Realizing the time is late. Oh Lord. Truth has been revealed. But look at the attitude of the people. Oh Lord. Truth has been rejected again. But Christ remained the same. Bless this little church. Bless every brother. Bless every sister. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord Jesus Christ that was with you to Paul on the way to Damascus has again been revealed to your bride. The same Jesus Christ. May no one follow the crowd. May everyone follow that word. It's got to be the word. We'll take nothing for an answer but the word. Bless this little church. Our going out, our coming in. Your prophet said you are waiting for the last one to get in and the door will be shut. Lord, if the doors are already shut, we don't know. But what we can do is to get ourselves ready by the word that has been revealed. Help a brother, help a sister. May we always stay under the word. It doesn't matter the whole world rejected. The whole world rejected Noah. But he had the message for his hour. Bless this little church. May all know you as we are known. May none ever miss the great resurrection morning. May none miss it, Lord. We thank you for being there all the time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed for thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord?
Do you really love Him? Do you really love Him? Do you really love Him? Praise somebody. Your sister, do you love your brother? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I can hear you
singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Singing hallelujah.
Singing hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah.
appreciate our pastor, Brother Gideon. God bless you. Please want to have your seat. Our colleagues, please want to take us out. We're walking on the right road.